From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Tension prevails in Belgium during the third day of lockdown. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in five more arrests, bringing the total to 21, as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels' subway system and its schools are closed today as wary residents face a third day of a lockdown. European Union Commission President Donald Tusk.
I deeply believe that terrorists will not intimidate us, and because in fact, freedom and solidarity is much stronger than fear and violence. It's also our political obligation to be together against this dramatic challenge, maybe the biggest one in our task.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Bamako that killed 19 people. A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord that was signed back in June. An Israeli army said a Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank today, killing one of them before being shot dead. The incident has prompted new security measures announced by Israel's prime minister. The killing follows a separate attack earlier in the day when Israeli police shot dead a Palestinian teenager and wounded a second teenage girl Monday in Jerusalem after they stabbed a man with scissors. Now, the victim in that attack was a 70-year-old Palestinian the teens apparently mistook for an Israeli. This is VOA News.
This sometime I wish to encounter all the people of Kenya and Uganda and to offer everyone a word of encouragement.
That, of course, Pope Francis addressing the people of Kenya and Uganda as he readies for his African visit.
We are living at a time when religious believers and persons of good will everywhere are called to foster mutual understanding and respect.
Pope Francis is to begin his first official visit to Africa Wednesday in Kenya. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Streets are being paved, banners have been hung by the highways, and Pope Francis branded merchandise is for sale. All to welcome the pontiff when he kicks off his Africa tour in Kenya. Kennedy Agesa is a tailor living in the Nairobi slum of Kangemi.
We heard the rumors Pope is coming. We are very happy.
Advocating for the poor has been a key tenet of his papacy. Father Simon Peter Kemomoy is a priest at Nairobi's Holy Family Minor Basilica.
So when they see the Holy Father now living a very simple life, you know, he is now identifying with the poor.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Now, the Pope will be spending 3 days in Kenya before moving on to his next destination. As winter approaches in Afghanistan, the Taliban offensive continues. The ongoing hostilities, coupled with deepening economic troubles, unemployment estimated at around 24%, and governance issues, have brought President Ashraf Ghani's government under mounting opposition and public pressure. Ayaz Ghul reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
Taliban insurgents continue to stage battlefield assaults on Afghan security forces and temporarily seize territory, particularly in northern Afghanistan, where the onset of winter traditionally causes a slowdown in the fighting. The Islamist insurgency has expanded its activities in northern Afghanistan, particularly after it briefly captured the strategically important city of Kunduz in September. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui says Afghan forces have launched an operation to evict the insurgents, promising good results very soon. He says that the government is determined to evict the insurgents from the Yamgan district and inflict heavy casualties on the enemy to deter future Taliban attacks in the north. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Security operations are also being planned to flush out insurgents from other areas, including the major poppy-producing southern Helmand province. This is Joe Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.